it up, princess. It's time for the Dark Matter After Show. We're talking Season 3, Episode 5. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking Season 3, Episode 5. Give it up, princess. If you haven't already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Hit subscribe. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe there as well. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm joined by my lovely panel. Hello, lovely panel.
Hello, lovely Yael.
Thanks. That's Tari J. Miller. Let's start on that end.
Hi, I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J. That's T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y. Also, I'm in the chat, so if you like to talk to us, talk to me, and I'll talk through you.
Nice. Andrew Mena.
So solid. How do I follow that? Hey, guys, I'm Andrew Mena. You can follow me on Twitter at Andrew Mena or on Instagram at The Andrew Mena. Just do it.
And Natalie's here!
Hello, I'm Natalie Dyer. You can find me at Natalie Dyer on all social media platforms. N-A-T-A-L-E-E-D-Y-E-R.
Wonderful.
Yay.
Yeah.
Let us jump into this episode.
We're allowed to jump in these chairs.
Yeah. Okay, you both did it.
We did it.
I want to start with Solara and Five's training. Mm-hmm. Because, first of all, Five flipping her over was awesome. And also, we got, like, Solara's backstory.
Yeah. And it's brutal.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
The path of vengeance, that's fine. That's fine.
I thought it was pretty dope. There were a lot of, like, terms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the Church of blah, blah, blah. And I was
the
also...
The seventh in... order yes. of something
it,
or other.
It was... I got it somewhere. It's the...
Shandarath.
What?
Shandarath.
Yes, Shandarath Monastery, blah, okay. blah, 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 blah. Seventh
order.
Prioreth of the Seventh Order of Shandarath under the protection of Abbot of Darrow.
See, sometimes I wonder if the writing team goes, oh, this is going to be really important, or they go, let's try to make the AfterBuzz people say things.
This isn't grim.
I'm sure they sit around being like, what can we make Yael say?
Yael says there was a monastery. I'm going to be real honest. Not really sure what that is.
So, a monastery?
A monastery is where monks hang out.
You literally don't know what a monastery is.
That all three of us.
So I was recently on another after show where they were talking about where nuns went, and I went, a nunnery?
That's the correct.
Yes, get thee to one.
Right, that's correct.
I think there's a different term.
A convent?
Sure, that might be it.
It's a more modern term, but it's not incorrect. Like, a hat maker is also a haberdasher. We just don't say haberdasher. Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
I was raised by foreigners, but also I was not raised with monasteries.
Yeah. not many of us have been.
Nope. Yes. I think the only reason I know that is maybe Avatar.
Okay, sure.
I feel like the Airbenders sort of lived in monastery
they did.
Type.
Yes,
worlds. Totally.
I think that's why.
They were monks. It's where monks live.
It's where monks live.
So if you had seen Last Airbender or what is that movie? Oh, Iron Fist.
Iron Fist.
Yep.
Or anything with monks, there's a scene in which Ace Ventura goes to a monastery to meet with those monks, and you get the fun.
Yeah, this is in Ace Ventura 2. Yeah.
But, so if you're not a sequels person...
This is great. These are all things I have not seen.
Right.
What? Okay, great.
I mean...
We got
this is
on.
What...
Anyway.
So, all right.
So actually, I had issues. I had a lot of issues with this scene, because I really love her. And I actually thought that this...
Her Solara? Her
Solara.
Okay.
Her Solara. And I thought that, we're not off of it yet. We're still talking about monasteries. So, like, we haven't diverted yet. So while we're still here, so she says that her, you know, she's like, I broke my vow when I slit all their throats. Well, you didn't, because you vowed not to use your martial arts against people. I don't think slitting throats in sleep is a martial art, thing.
I think being able to sneak in and do it without waking anyone.
Right, I thought that too. I was like, killing everyone without waking any of them is maybe martial art, but the slitting throats part is not a martial art. I feel like you're
splitting hairs here. I love it.
Yeah. But I
think that's great. You should always split hairs.
Yes. She also uses the term got them killed, the thing that got them killed, which I also thought was really frustrating, like a frustrating term. Mm. And it also kind of, we talked a little bit before this show about the smile a thing that happens later. Mm-hmm. And it kind of contributes to this, like, they had it coming attitude of this show that I really don't like. Ooh. I really am put off by it. And that she subscribes to this, like, those monks who, like, literally were, like, good, like freaking monks, right? They're mm-hmm. the best kind of people. They're, like, committing their souls to, like, being better or whatever. Mm-hmm. They got murdered, and it's their fault in some way. And I take offense to that.
Well, I totally see where you're going. Sorry. I totally see your point on that. I would just like to say that in this universe, we're not necessarily sure what these monks, they might not be the best. But Tari was going to say something.
I mean, yes. I was going to say that the main reason I disagree is that, like, you could assume that she's had a lot of time to kind of think about it. And, like, when you're reflecting on essentially what caused everyone that you know and love to be killed, you go through all these different scenarios. And mm-hmm. I would imagine, yes, to her, I mean, from the outside, it could feel like she's blaming them. But, like, ultimately, she's just stating that the reason that they were killed is because they were pacifists. Mm-hmm. And it meant that they would choose not to fight back over their own lives.
Right. No, and I totally get that. And I see what you guys are saying, but I think language matters. And it just shows that she's like, you know, she holds this resentment and she's like, it's their fault. And it's like this close to rape culture and I don't like it.
I totally see what you're saying and agree that victim blaming should never be an acceptable thing. And
it's because of what the monks were wearing. They had very valuable scrolls. Like, come on. Like, this is all shitty, like, excuses.
Wasn't it specifically two manuscripts right. that they had?
Which may come into play later.
I was going to say, do we think that's coming back?
I mean, she named everything in that order. Like, it has right? to come back. Otherwise, yeah. they're just making Yell say exactly. things.
And Yell did not say a single word of it.
She said nothing. You got nothing out of her.
Yeah. Like Grimm, I like everyone else doing.
Right. Well, smart. Even if it didn't come back, I feel like this to me feels like a bit of like world building mm-hmm. that they've kind of had in their back pocket for a while and are like, oh man, this would be a great time to just throw this in so that people just expands the idea of this world in that we're not really given a lot of kind of religion in this show, but to know that there's a whole order of monks that are essentially just devoted to, like, meditation and just living is a really interesting piece of just information and world building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that the two, because it was specific to manuscripts. I'm imagining that this monastery had tons of manuscripts and scrolls, yeah. but she says we had two very valuable ones. And so, did she get them back? Did she steal them back? Did she have those in her possession?
Or did she just kill everybody?
Did she just kill everybody and bounce?
Or it begs the question, are there other chapters of this place? Because all of her friends got wiped out. Well, so are there others who will carry on this legacy?
So it must be a sixth order.
I mean,
is that how it works?
Or is it generational? No, yeah. So, these are great questions.
I think going back to the getting themselves killed, I think it might be that she blames herself. Mm-hmm. And so that might be the you know, self-blamey portion of it. That
could be.
They got themselves killed because I wasn't there and I didn't do anything. And so it was my fault. I'm right. one of them. I'm to blame.
And maybe she would have broken the vow to not right. use her. Right. Like, and she could have saved them all.
Sure.
Because she broke it anyway. Right. I think it's probably how she's thinking.
Mm-hmm. But I love that we get this backstory on Solar because she's so... All we know so far is that she's amazing.
Yeah, she's the badass.
Yeah, especially when she gets her butt handed to her by Five. Loved it.
She gets flipped pretty readily.
Yeah.
yeah.
Did you sleep from the chat?
You
look like you sleep from the chat.
Is
it a correction?
It's not a correction.
Great.
Melissa wanted to add in to my list of shows with monasteries, Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I saw that.
Thank you.
Also, Sarah Brock was acknowledging that Natalie didn't raise her hand.
oh, good job.
Hey.
You've learned.
Look at you.
Oh, boy.
She's graduated. She's part of the panel.
Awesome. Speaking of Five, flipping over Solar, we also have a really great video chat. I almost feel like they Skyped. But then I remember that they're in a different world. And I was like, oh, they FaceTimed. No. Video chatted.
Right.
A transmission came in. Sure. Between Five and Six. And he is doing great and helping this colony become free. And then he's going to go where he's needed. And they'd have this really...
And needed is different than wanted.
Yeah, needed versus wanted, which is so cute. Mm. But then he invites Five to visit after the next summit. Which, at that point, I went, something bad's going to happen. You should come visit. Uh-oh, this ain't happening.
Yeah. Or it'll just be a whirlwind adventure where she goes and she saves the day and he's like, man, if you hadn't visited when you did, we would have been in such hot water.
If we were in an 80s cop movie, that's exactly how it would work.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay.
I'm getting too old for this. Don't worry. And then she grabs the big gun. Uh-huh.
She's like, love I brought it.
Bubba.
Oh, yeah. Snap.
Her voice got real deep there.
Sorry. I brought Bubba.
No.
Yep. Okay. I'll work on it, guys. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so that was a really cute little scene.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the main part of this episode, which was all about Tabor's girlfriend, Ambrosia.
Yes, Ambrosia.
I wrote it down. It's
Amber, for short.
Or, and Gorn.
What?
Gorn?
The guy
who just stand there.
And... So, fun fact, Gorn is, I believe, a wrestler or a UFC fighter, or like, that man is someone tough and big and scary and real pretty to look at.
Yes.
That's okay. Who he is.
That's a fun fact. He's real pretty to look at, you guys.
He is. But so, Ambrosia, I really want to call her Rosacea, and I don't know why.
That's not the same thing.
No. She's being held hostage. Mm-hmm. Adrian is in love with her. And so we have this whole, like, thing on having to trade a data file that may or may not be important for this woman who may or may not be important.
Right.
Was anyone surprised at the end that she was on in... No, you're all shaking your head.
No, I called not even it a little. As soon as he, like, went to touch her face and she was, like, jerked away. I was like, oh, yeah, you're acting. That's acting. That is right there. That's literally? A... Don't touch me, because we need to look like we're
so
not together.
So they're acting like they're acting.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Got it.
That might explain a lot.
Inception.
Wow.
Yes. I liked... that she was I liked that she was playing him because it made her not like a damsel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Essentially she was the one in control the whole time, which really like I liked, and I hope since she's still alive, spoiler alert, that she's able to come back. Yeah, she's still alive.
Wait, I tuned out right after her scene.
It happens, I know.
Dang it.
And that's not true.
I agree. I really love that we don't have damsels in distress.
Oh, not at all.
No, not one.
Not one of our damsels have ever been like, yeah.
No, yeah.
That noise specifically, though.
Yeah, that never definitely been. Never that.
You're right. They haven't. So we go on this wild goose chase. I got so annoyed. I was like 3 in this episode when they were like, it's not here. It's not here. I was like, great. I hate Adrian right now.
Yeah.
I think 3 should have shot him in the leg.
Why?
Yeah, I would have seen that. Yeah.
Because that's
he
what
shot 3... the other android in the back of the head.
He like, was like, this is taking too long.
He's fine with shooting everybody anywhere.
It was a stun gun.
So he could shoot him in the leg with a stun gun.
Oh my god, that would be so funny.
Okay.
So this is one of the things, because I actually really didn't like him shooting him in the back of the head, but it's a stun gun. So like, if that's a thing, just shoot everybody all the time. Like, you could shoot anybody and there's no consequences.
The answer to your why
yes.
Is because... 3 is the impatient one. Mm-hmm. And at this point, they have been on a crazy wild goose chase because Adrian is in love with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 does not have time or patience for Adrian's garbage. He doesn't have time or patience for anybody's garbage. So the idea that 3 would be like, I'm not dealing with this, we're done, and shoot him in the leg feels totally reasonable.
I get him being done. I don't get shooting him in the leg.
Just really? Feels like something 3 would
you
do.
You don't think 3 would just shoot a guy no, just because he feels like it?
Because they can solve it. They can fix it on the ship.
He'd just shoot a man in space, Reno, just to watch him space die.
He wanted to space. He wanted to space 5 when they first met her.
Right. Yeah. That was also.
Yeah.
That was also
yeah,
Boone.
I know, that's whatever.
True. I just don't get. I think I'm really stuck on the impracticality of like shooting him in the leg, as opposed to just like bonking him on the head, just or love, just like
because he deserves more than
himself.
A bonk on
but
the head.
Here's my thing, like for a comedic point of view, if you can stun people, can you just stun just body parts?
Yes.
And can you just put his leg to sleep that and just have him dragging that around
like an Ender's game?
Because that's hilarious.
I love it.
Let's Ender's game some stuff, Malozzi. Be super fun.
I don't think that's how it works. Okay.
Not with that
so
attitude,
while
sure.
We're looking for this data file, we end up getting Adrian and 5 arrested, which leads to Anna Devereaux. That's right. The android named Anna Devereaux. I finally got what I wanted.
Did you?
Kind of.
Yeah, Southern android with a boa.
Yeah, she looks so good. Yes,
I still think her name should be Andy. Just to go with our previous set of names, we had Roydy, Reddy, and Andy.
See, we didn't have that.
I guess we go with Randy if you guys want. Because she's also very, like, sensual when she's human.
So she's
I'm
going to
update it, Randy. Roydy, Reddy, Randy.
Yeah, because you're going to remember how to say
I'm not going to remember any of those. I still don't remember any of those.
And I think the sexiest thing she said was, I don't date guys whose asses I've kicked.
And she dropped her accent. She dropped the Southern completely.
Oh, yeah. She was done.
Yeah.
She's done with the thing.
But I love the flirting scene with her. And he's like, we should drink some. Oh, no, we can't do that. Just the back and forth of that scene was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's my new line.
My favorite line was when he's like, I've been practicing tying my knots.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's some game right there, son.
I was going to say, well, the first thing he said was like, first of all, I've never heard this phrase. Look at those baby browns. I've never heard baby browns.
They're not. That's
it's not a thing. It's not a thing.
As someone with You're trying to make a thing happen. Not a thing.
I've never heard it, and I've never heard it said with that confidence. He sold baby browns. I was like, is that a thing? I'd like look it up. No, it's not.
No.
He's just doing it. He's selling it.
I mean, say it with confidence and people will believe it, obviously.
Yep. Yeah. Promote that actor. I hope to see him later in the GA. Yes.
People don't like my name. Yara Pilgrim and Sarah Brock are not fans.
Yeah.
I really like when the chat turns out.
I have one. Bo Android. Because you have Boa and then Android. Bo Android.
Ah.
We don't have a B
the,
one.
Yeah, but the big,
it's a different
the
letter.
Big issue of calling her Bo. Is Lost Girl.
Yes. Also, Melosi's
I'll
down
explain
to
that
do,
later.
Okay.
down for Ender's Game stuff.
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah. Great. Okay, so we end up with getting to the private storage area on the neutral territory. Yes. Where we meet our security android. He was so pleasant.
He was. He was cute.
I love that.
Yeah.
He was very nice for a security.
Yeah. I was actually, like, I have, like, questions about the programming of security droids in this world.
Right.
Like, you're just allowed, like, there's just a certain capacity of words. They're allowed to be like, yes, of course, you're not hurting anyone. Let me just listen to you, even though I'm supposed to just detain or hurt, like, destroy anyone that comes in this.
Detain.
Yeah.
Detain.
They're to be detained until Tabor returns. That's the best. Is that not, I'm not calling the cops. I'm not arresting
just
you.
Just holding them.
I'm not beating you. Person. You're just stuck here now until someone comes with more authority.
Yeah.
Does he feed them then? Does he keep them alive like pets until the person?
That's a great question.
Probably. Yeah. I feel like as an android.
I would have loved that scene where he just like feeds them in a silly little
like
dish.
I made a casserole.
And the joke continues. Yes. More casserole salads.
I'm so amused.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
So funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Then our android, who stays with her human-y version, comes up with the solution to offer him his freedom, essentially.
Right.
And she also mentions, like, how strong he is, and if three just goes in their guns blazing, like, that's not going to go well. And it's like, all right. I love that she's able to talk him through. I just don't believe that she's able to get in a room with a security droid and just that's fine.
Well, the way she entered was clearly,
she's totally non-threatening.
Non-threatening, and as an android understands how to address the other android.
Right.
And that if three, because three is impatient and has a temper and would shoot him in the leg.
Yeah.
How
did he get behind him, by the way?
Like, he entered through the other door.
I guess he did. There are more doors. Checks out.
Yeah. But I love that even after he's down, three says leave the upgrade for him.
Yeah. Let him make his choice.
So sweet.
Yeah.
That the androids get choice.
Ugh, I love it too. I'm so excited for that android to come back in the end swath of androids.
I had an issue with him leaving the upgrade, because I imagine, like, if she wanted to give that to someone else, now it's just hanging out in this storage locker.
Well, maybe she probably made copies.
You don't think the android can make copies of that thing?
Because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that must be a copy because she has hers.
Yeah. Right.
She doesn't have five of them.
Well, maybe. I figured it was like a...
You upgrade, like, you take it out, you give it to another computer.
Yeah. Oh. It's like when you're sharing your like...
Your needles. Photoshop.
Your Photoshop. I was going to go with OS discs, which don't exist anymore.
Right. Your AOL.
Your OS discs. All right, yeah. Sure.
I remember those.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Good old days. Yeah, when they were looking for the data file, I was like, is it on a floppy? Tell me it's on a floppy. I don't know why in my head it was on a floppy.
There was a clock last episode.
That's true.
Why can't there be a floppy?
Yeah, I imagine that the youngins watching this go, it's a floppy.
What's a floppy? What's a clock?
They used to play with a little
analog
slider.
Dog.
Yeah, just sit there and play with the slider.
Yeah, until you break it.
Yep, and then you're in trouble.
Oh, the good times.
Melosi confirms. It's a software update. I am correct. Ha 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 ha.
Didn't we all agree? We all said did. It.
I just wanted to make it known
that you were
that
right.
I was right.
As were we.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, technically, you guys were just agreeing to my rightness.
I think we were saying that she made copies of the software.
Okay.
Do you guys remember Oslo Syndrome? That was funny.
Oh, yeah. It's like Stockholm.
He's like, do you have Oslo Syndrome? Or whatever? When he's
you're going back to the Ambrosia storyline.
Anyway. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So they get the file.
So they get the file. And then they go to trade for Rosacea, and she's in on it.
Yep.
Ambrosia?
Rosacea.
Yeah. You happy?
No, it's Rosacea.
Okay.
And Android and Five try to break the encryption. Mm-hmm. It's going to take weeks. And then it turns out that she has it. Yep. I was like, I'm ready for this to take weeks. And like in three episodes when we forgot all about it, then be like, we figured it out.
Here's the reveal.
No, she had the decryption.
Yeah, it's just in a locket.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of instantaneous like satisfaction the last couple of episodes.
I'm just not
ready. You're like, it's going to take forever. And then they're like, oh, here you go.
Yeah.
I feel like the show hasn't done that before.
Mixing up the game.
Maybe I complained too much before.
Maybe.
Well, I want to know now.
I mean, I'd also like to imagine that, like, they have so much they have so much ground to cover, as we learned last week.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, we're gonna just do this, and it's done.
Full steam ahead.
No problem.
Yep.
You guys were sitting there, but I was like, is this the double cross? The double cross? Wait, now it's like a triple cross. Wait, what is happening?
when
I'm gonna assume everything is
We were watching
the double cross.
Yeah, we were watching you guess every couple seconds. You're like, this is the thing, right? These are the black ships.
I think when we get to those things, I'd like to believe that we will know.
Yeah.
That Android will go, this is this thing I was told would happen.
But I'm still gonna assume that everything.
She's still gonna guess every time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, when Ambrosia was like, no, but I really loved you, I was like, girl. Even he's not that dumb.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, yeah. In this way, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I felt like she was like a Misaki. Her name's Misaki, right? Misaki adjacent. She was basically Misaki because she was just like, I'm just trying to manipulate in whatever way I can. This is what you want to hear, right?
Interesting. Well, we will get to Misaki in a second.
That's Knives, right?
Yeah, that's Knives.
Is that what you're calling her?
Yeah.
In my mind, she's always going to be Knives from Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Great. before we get to Misaki, because we have a lot still to talk about, I want to take a moment to thank everybody. We do the show for free for you because we love talking about this show. And we couldn't do it without a wonderful sponsor. Andrew, tell us about our sponsor.
You guys, I want to talk to you about underwear. It's the best topic to talk about in a group of mixed gendered people. It's
the best.
And you know what the best place for underwear is? MeUndies. MeUndies.com, in fact. It's a website. It's got underwear. You've probably heard of it before here on the internet. Yeah, I think so. They have all kinds of colors and patterns. They release new limited edition patterns every month, and they always sell out. This month's patterns were designed by the legendary 80s clothing brand Cross Colors. So that's pretty rad. Legendary is not an often thing that I put on my body. So if you get to have legendary underwear, that's pretty great. We actually have a pretty rad 20% off your first pair code for you. You receive free shipping as well, only at MeUndies.com/buzz. That's our code. You just hit MeUndies.com/buzz. If you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free. So there's no risk. No risk at all. You just get some underwear, you guys.
That's great.
You could be swaddled in them right now. Get 20% off your first pair. I already mentioned it all. So that's everything you need to know about MeUndies.com. Get there. Get underwear. That's all I have to say.
MeUndies.com/buzz.
/buzz.
Yeah.
And I believe Natalie is wearing
MeUndies. I am.
That's great. Check her Instagram. She'll be posting those later. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Well, damn, now I feel like I have to.
You definitely do.
The fans want it, Natalie. I'm just kidding.
So thank you to MeUndies. But also, thank you so much to our fans. Thank you to everyone who is live in the chat with us. Yes. Thank you to Mr. Malozzi, who joins us almost every week when he has time. We appreciate it.
We love you.
Thank you to everybody. We ask you to do a very simple thing. Go to iTunes, subscribe so you don't miss a single episode, and rate and review. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars. If you don't like us, you can give us 4 stars. The other stars, they do not work.
Bringing it back.
We're bringing it back by popular request. You'll learn.
Apparently, I have lots to learn.
Yes. But that was requested that we bring that back.
Yes.
And we do things that were requested sometimes.
Yes.
Within reason.
Catch yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. So we have a review, Tari?
We have 2 reviews today.
What?
2 wonderful 5-star reviews from our wonderful fans.
Are we bringing back sexy voice, Tari?
Oh, we could be. Oh. But I might need some music.
Anthony in the booth, can we find some sexy, I think it's sexy jazz music. If you just
we
type that into YouTube.
Some sexy jazz.
Sexy jazz.
I'm going to bring it down right here.
Yeah, the first one, I think.
Yeah.
Tari, you just start.
I'm going to start going, guys. A lot of fun. 5 stars from Stephen H.R. Psychic boning. Need I say more? That's it.
That's the review. That's a great review.
Has all the information you need.
And we got a doozy. All right, we got dark matter everywhere. I've clearly made a mess. 5 stars by FreeGX1. So much love, only love. Y'all are hilarious. Of course, 5 stars, duh. Comedy. R-rated humor for the adults. Thanks, Yell. The thirst is real. Sex, 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 and more sex. Why not? Insightful and passionate. It's my kind of show.
Wow.
Keeps me non-stop laughing. Everyone is precious.
That was beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
And it looks like there's more to that review.
Oh my god. No,
just a question.
Okay.
Hold on to that later. Thank you so much to everyone who writes reviews.
That was great.
Thank you, Tari, for reading the reviews.
Yep.
Whoo.
Yep. It's real steamy in here in the Alphabet studio, you guys.
All right, get back to my normal voice.
Oh, God, the steam cleared right up.
Okay. So let's talk about Rio's whole situation.
Oh, man.
So I want to ask you all a question. At this point, do you think, because this is where my brain's at, that assassination attempt and any other deaths that occurred this episode were all Miss Saki's
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, fucking yes. Duh.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be dope.
Would it be dope?
I think it would be.
Would it?
Because she is, we know that she's willing to do whatever it takes in order to, further the Ishida Empire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it would be fortuitous for her to manipulate him this way. She's tried talking to him, and he's definitely not. He's not having it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like the idea of her kind of, Lady Macbething her way through.
Nice.
And see, here's the thing, though. I originally had a problem with it because I was like, oh, yeah, I think Katari's right, and that's why I'm so angry. But I think it's because I don't think she's Lady Macbething yet because she's not with Rio. She's trying to get into that position. So that's why I hate all of this. Because she's essentially, this is all about trying to get a relationship.
So
she's
I disagree.
You don't think she's trying to be queen?
I think she's realized that ship has sailed when he realized that she killed Nyx. And I think that this is her only way to be in his good graces is to be like, I'm trying to save your life here.
I don't think she'll ever stop trying to get in that throne room, though. I don't think she'll ever stop trying to be his love.
Mm.
She's always going to try.
Natalie?
I don't know if as a love interest, really.
I mean, exactly. I mean, I don't think it's even
I
about
think
love.
He's going to be, or she's trying to get into the throne.
Exactly.
I think she might even try to overthrow the throne.
Mm-hmm.
But the way to do that is to get the people to turn on him. And, because she's not dumb. Like the school teacher, he says he needs to get the people behind him right. in order to do it. Don't rule with fear. And yet she's like, no, we're going to rule with fear. And she's pushing that. Because if she can get the people to turn on him and then be there and be like, actually, I'm here for you. Like,
yeah, she could take over.
Ushered into the throne.
Yeah. I think it's really great that we have Teku being like, there are other ways to rule. I've been with the people. They want to love you. You just have to be better to them. And that she knows Ryo. She's like, no, you're going to, if I try to push you this way, it's going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting how well she knows him.
Yeah. And she turns him into such a petulant child, like where he's screaming and he's like, oh, you want to go, bro? And it's just so like unbecoming and clear that he's lost his reserve is like, you know, is intelligence.
Listen, he got his memories back and he turned into a real dum-dum.
Yeah, it's so
that's
true.
All I have to say.
His memories had like a real low int. It was terrible.
So we're saying that Ryo is dumber than four.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at least more easily gullible, manipulated. I guess.
Maybe.
Tari, you have your thinking face on.
I think I disagree. With the idea that he's dumber. I think he's definitely under a lot more pressure. Like, Four had no real responsibilities. He hung out with a group of people. He, like, learned some morals. And eventually he, like, realized that his I guess, honor was more important than his friendships. Mm-hmm. And that whole thing, there's still not... It's so leisurely that it doesn't matter. But, like, now he's in a place where people's lives are on the line. He's trying to protect this empire. So he has a lot more responsibility. And so he's trying to rely on, essentially, the two sides of himself that are manifest, which is his moral side, which is Teku, and then his, his lead by fear, like, darker id side, which is Misaki. And he's trying so hard to... be moral and be a good leader. And that's why he does go forward with trying to help Timokin Station. Mm-hmm. Because he really wants that to be a reality in his empire. But, like, we see at the end of this episode, because he says it himself, he's like, there's no strategic advantage to helping them. And so, like, he really wants it, but at the same time, like, Misaki's right. In a way.
No, she's not. Because you can decide to rule, like, as an ethical, like, person and moral and just and honorable. Or you can be, like, a garbage military industrial complex person. Like, his generals are in Misaki are forcing him into being.
So I think it's partially the stress of trying to rule and take care of all these people. But I think it's also that he's being impulsive. And that's the issue, is that he needs to... calm down.
Impulsive and reactionary. Like, yes. He's very, like, he gets in people's faces. He's like, bro, did you call me something, bro? Like, and it's like, bro? Calm down, bro.
Girl, you've said bro too many times.
Just enough.
Go ahead. No, sorry. He can say.
I was just going to say, he says she's so misunderstood. Misaki was right in the advice she gave him.
What advice?
So, the advice to let Timokin fall.
Interesting.
Take that however you'd like, but that's what was said.
But what is it to be right about something like that? Like, what does that even mean?
She was right.
Because, like, it still fell, and it sacrificed a lot of troops.
Right, and also it was a trap.
Mm-hmm. Right, gotcha. Gotcha.
But also, instilling loyalty and pride in your people is really important, because if you do, say, lose a station... Poland, when the Nazis took over there, they had, you know, rebels that were, they technically surrendered, but the people kept fighting for their city in, like, really, really low, like, underhanded ways and just, like, messed things up the entire time. So as long as you still have people who are that loyal to you or their city or, you know, their nation, then you're solid. But if you have ones who are, like... No, man. We fell. I'm switching to this person.
Man, and I mean, he's publicly. So that's what you want, people,
but he's...
So, like...
Exactly. So Ryo's losing ground in that sense.
Yeah.
So as you were saying, he decides that he's decided he's going to rule with fear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only tool he's got.
Yeah. Which, anyone who knows Once Upon a Time, you don't want to have everyone to fear you.
I've never seen them watch TV in this show. Or have they? Have we seen TV in this world?
No, only news.
Okay. News. Whew. GNN. Yeah.
I was going to say, did I miss the TV episode?
No.
Where's the TV episode, Malibuzzi?
Yeah. What shows exist?
The security androids like, have you guys seen The Flash? It's just kind of like The Pipeline.
Have you seen Game of Thrones? It's season 5 million.
Anyway, so he decides that he's going to rule with fear, and that he's going to gather the assassin's friends and family. Because yes. An example must be made.
Because, okay.
Which we will discuss more in the predictions.
God.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But the last thing that we saw in this episode was Commander Neiman, who I believe is from Ferris Corp. And he says the war is going... He's giving us his captain's log, which is great, because it's, I need to give you all story.
Uh-huh. I like that he opened with his name. He's like, this is who I am if you don't remember. I'm Captain Neiman. Hey, yeah, see you guys later.
Captain Marcus Neiman.
I literally asked, I was like, wait, who was that? He had said his name.
Yeah.
And I had to be like, wait.
Commander Neiman. I apologize, not Captain.
Oh, sorry, Commander.
I have Commander written.
Yeah, I have Commander written as well, but it was his captain's log. Commander Neiman, the war is going according to plan, and we estimate that in 6 months we're done, but the independent colonies have organized faster than anticipated. Thank you for all of this information that we need for the story.
Uh-huh.
We're moving up the timetable. We're going to take out any colony that is not under the Ferris umbrella. So, yes, he's for Ferris Corp. It is time to use Agent Zero, and then we see Six.
Bum, bum, bum.
Which is funny, because isn't Six kind of the reason the independent colonies have organized faster than anticipated?
Yep.
Right.
I think because that's all we know from this moment, and we have a lot still to talk about Rio and Ferris Corp, we should head into predictions. I like you guys making the noises.
Let's go.
Ferris.
Okay, so here's what we see in the promo for next week. Rio is making a show of taking out disloyal citizens. Truffaut is angry with the Raza, but Two claims they had nothing to do with it. We don't know what it is. And he shouts, they targeted me and I will respond with force. Ugh, Rio.
Yes.
Is it safe to assume this was my... What?
You just... Rio.
yeah, that's how I feel.
We should make a shirt. You guys should make a shirt.
Rio. Rio. I think that it seems like, based on just the trailer and my thoughts that Misaki is pulling the strings here, that she's going to suggest that the Raza were the ones who hired the assassin. And then Truffaut is going to ask them why they would be so stupid to do that. And Two is going to say, we had nothing to do with it. And then he's going to say, they targeted me, I'll respond with force. So that's going to be Misaki leading him to murder his own people, or his own friends himself, rather than trying to send assassins and peoples. That's my prediction.
Good.
I think that they targeted me and I will respond with force is actually in reference to the original assassin attempt.
Okay.
And he is saying they because he is executing or making an example of the family and the friends.
Okay.
And this is probably more of a speech, sort of, as to why he is doing it.
Okay.
I have no idea about the Raza stuff. I have no idea what they're...
Alright, this is the werewolf episode, just kidding. Alright, so we definitely have another, not definitely, but this is my hope, is that we have another alternate universe episode, and we have the team from the other universe, and they come into this universe, and then they're working for somebody, we don't know.
Oh.
Maybe Phoenix Project has something to do with another drive that those ships got out of there, like, they were 6 months away from being done, so they got done in crazy undertime, and then they jumped forward, so who's to say that other worlds or other universes or time travel aren't at play here. So I think we're getting alternate universe Raza crew. They're going to do some bad stuff because they're real bad.
Mm.
And then maybe he's going to respond. Maybe you're right. I like that better, that it's about the family. But maybe he's like, I'm going to respond in kind because he just saw four. He just saw three walk up and shoot at somebody or something on his team.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
I want more of those alternate universe people, though.
I do like the idea that maybe because the Raza went and saw Project Phoenix and all that, that maybe that's what Truffaut is asking about, is like, what are you getting yourselves involved in?
That's true, too.
Okay. I have a theory about... the mostly the Truffaut thing.
Truffaut.
Yeah. Is Truffaut? Referring to things. Nope. that maybe whomever came over from the other dimension when we dimension hopped is wreaking havoc, and so now we're seeing the fruits of that.
I like that.
Kent from Chicago thinks that Six will be brainwashed to wipe out the very colony he saved.
Yes.
Resulting in him return to the Raza crew.
We all, I think, have the same thought that he is he doesn't know that he's a sleeper agent.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I also have a theory that 3 and Android, because of their wonderful, hot, sexy scene, will eventually hook up, and then he'll be like, no, I have Sarah. And she'll be like, I can be Sarah. And then
That's
I like
great.
That prediction.
And awful. Thanks. And great.
I actually like more the prediction of her being like, I could be Sarah, like I could bring out Sarah.
Right.
Less... Because 3 is already, I don't know if you guys remember this, but 3 and Anders have a thing.
Right.
Therefore, he doesn't, he's not going to.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
3 does sleep around, but that's not the point.
They call him 3 because that's his minimum sexual
number
partners.
Of partners.
Yeah.
At any given time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I like it.
Of course.
That makes the most sense.
There was something else that you said that was so good and I lost it. Mm. Do you have another prediction?
Oh, I thought I did. I wanted to say something about Truffaut and what Truffaut said, but Truffaut? I can't remember.
Truffaut.
I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember.
I like that better. I can say that.
I'll try to think.
Frou-frou.
While you're thinking about
Frou-frou.
It.
Frou-frou.
Malozzi says, assuming Agent Zero refers to Six.
Right.
That's dun,
true.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, that was also very likely that it was not referring to him at all.
Right.
But that's just how they
that
should.
That he's the target.
Yes.
I was going to say that he could also be
also a good point.
I guess if he was Agent Zero, they probably have a more like official photo of him than like a security camera.
It would also be
of
really
him.
Security camera. It was video, and then it stopped.
Whatever it was.
How did you lose connection there?
I get what they might be doing though, because like it would also be very frustrating for the team to be like, Six is evil again. Well, I don't understand. Is he evil today or is he not evil today?
Is
I don't
he
know.
You double cross, double cross.
How do I keep track?
Double cross.
Yeah, the double deception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then even further, what if he gets wind of it and then he can double cross the people who think they're in charge of him? Triple cross, quadruple cross.
Yeah, but
I like that it was a triple cross.
If he is a sleeper agent, though, would it wipe his personality again?
Oh my god, you guys! What if everyone in the Raza is a sleeper agent and they've all been sleeper agents the whole time?
And that's why their memories were taken from them.
What if it comes back to Android's creator?
It's a 3-season long con.
I love it. I think that Project Phoenix is definitely something that will come back into play, mostly because we went, where are the ships?
Where'd it go?
Yes.
Which is when I said, wait, are these the black ships?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair guess there.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. They were ships. They
were
black.
They were making fun of me.
I do really like the idea that whoever came back on the alternate Marauder is involved in whatever is happening next week.
Yeah.
Because
we
have to deal with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we get that shot of 2 punching Android. Why?
I actually thought that scene was Android being like, I've buffed up my medals. Test it out. And that's what I thought it was.
Okay.
That's more fun.
Right? That feels
right.
I think
Android is my favorite.
Wow. Don't say things like that. That we pick no favorites here.
Right. So she's allowed to.
I'm allowed to.
Yeah, you're allowed to pick a favorite as long as you use the proper name.
Which one?
Randy.
It depends on which Android she likes.
That's true. Which one
I would argue that Randy's the worst name.
I think that is the worst.
Just not,
you're
not
allowed to have
not
an
for
opinion.
The Android.
Well,
just in
this
general.
Sounds like a conversation we should have after we finish. Right, thank you all so much for joining us.
Yes.
Until next week, Tari, where can people find Anders Lives shirts and you on the internet?
You can find me at Tari J, TariJay. You can find Anders Lives shirts at redbubble.com/people/ OTTs. That's OTTEES. OTTs. Your OTP.
Good job.
Thank you.
Andrew.
I'm Andrew Mena. You can find me on Twitter at Andrew Mena or on Instagram at The Andrew Mena. If you like Dungeons & Dragons or D&D podcasts, check me and Natalie out on our D&D podcast, Welcome to the Dungeon Hole, available on SoundCloud, iTunes, and we also have a Twitter at Dungeon Hole, D-U-N-G-E-O-N-H-O-L-E.
I'm Natalie Dyer, and you can find me at N-A-T-A-L-E-E-D-Y-E-R, Natalie Dyer, on Instagram and Twitter and Tumblr and all of the other social media stuff.
Awesome. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L. And coming up right after this show is the Killjoys After Show because we're back. That's right. All three of the summer sci-fi shows have returned. So stick around for Killjoys right after this. Next week, Wynonna Earp at 3, Dark Matter at 4, Killjoys at 5. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Busy.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.